Now to the making of wooden casks, a skill known as cooperage, which was a highly respected craft in the past, particularly in Dublin City, where Guinness employed hundreds of coopers to make oak barrels. No nails were used to make them, and they lasted for up to 80 years. But the tradition all but ended in the 1960s. But there is a small but significant revival of the art of cooperage happening across Ireland because of the lively craft distillery sector. Well, last year, Annette Kearney and Paul Carra set up Daranua Cooperage in Foxford in Mayo. Darren Leonard is the head cooper. Lorna Siggins visited him there, and he began by explaining how he got into making casks.
I actually had to Google what a cooper was, and I heard it first. There was a local distillery being built in the village, so they were looking for coopers, so I looked into that.
And what makes a good cooper?
Just being able to do the job right, because there's no screws, there's no nails, no glue. It's just pure pressure that's holding the liquid in the barrel.
Yeah.
So you just need to be good at it.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Darren and his colleagues made their own beautiful long workbench, which has some very unusual tools for the craft.
Some old ones here that can be up to 100 years old.
Really?
And we still use them. I trained under John Niley in Kilbeggan.
Right.
And he was in the trade for 55 years. So he was passing down some of his tools. Some of them was from coopers in Scotland who passed them on to us. They were finishing up, so they wanted to keep the tools in the trade.
Brilliant.
So we're still using them.
So do you want to talk me through what you do then?
Yeah. So the barrel will come in, and there could be, we'll say, broken staves, which is the timber that's in it. They're called staves. Most of them would have started in the States, some of them in Europe. Once there's a problem with them, like you say, the wood might be broken, so the stave might have a crack in it, which then leads to a risk of leaking.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have whiskey in it, it's a costly product to be leaking out. We'll get a few other barrels that's, we'll say, no good for anything else. So we'll take the staves out of them, or we'll put them into the good barrel and make them sealed up all again.
Okay, right.
Yeah. As you can see here, what we do is we'll take off all the hoops,
yeah,
and you just leave on your top hoop. That there.
How do you test the staves? Do you have to examine every stave individually?
Visually check them, yeah.
Right.
So you visually check them. So as you can see, that one there,
yeah,
there's a big crack in that one.
Okay.
So we're not going to use that.
Right.
The one beside it then, there's no crack in that one.
Okay.
So we can use that stave now to replace another broken stave in a good barrel. Once you have all your stave replaced in again, and you match them top and bottom, and then you start putting on your hoops again, turn it over and put in your other end, and tighten it all up again.
And is there a particular type of oak that's better for a barrel?
Well, it depends on where they're grown. American oak and European oak would be the best ones. Irish oak is a very porous wood.
Our temperate climate.
Yeah, having the liquid come out through it isn't a good thing. So when the tree is cut down, so they're left for up to 3 years seasoning, and then you bring in all your wood, and then you make your staves then out of that. So it could be all different trees,
okay,
but they're all oak.
Henry MacDonald is a former mechanic, new to the ancient craft of cask making.
They've traced it back to Egyptian times, like, so it's a very old trade, like, you know. It's actually a trade that was gone out of the country altogether nearly, so...
So you don't miss being an HGV mechanic now?
No, but I'll probably enjoy the spanners more when I'm away from them.
Annette Kearney is founder of Daranua Cooperage, and she is proud of their sustainable approach.
But what we're doing here is making sure the, I suppose, finite resources that is wood is used to its maximum so that they're not discarded. So we can actually bring these barrels that would have been, these most of them would have been maybe spent barrels after two or three rotations of whiskey. Now we can actually bring them in, we can rejuvenate them. Because it's the wood that also adds tremendously to the flavour and colour of Irish whiskey. So what we do here is we dechar and re-rechar, so that's again bringing out, I suppose, flavour extract and being able to filter the spirit.
So is this the decharring?
This is the decharring process.
So that's spinning around at high speed?
Yeah, so
yeah,
the barrel is spinning one way.
Yeah.
And then the brushes are spinning as well.
Oh, they're brushes.
Yeah, so
right,
that's wire brushes that we have in them.
Okay.
And that takes off all the dead wood, and then we'll bring that in next door then. We'll put some more fire on it and char it all back up again to whatever,
okay,
level the customer wants.
Owen Mangan comes from a farming family in Lahardan, County Mayo, and has nearly finished his apprenticeship. He showed me one of the final stages, testing the barrel to ensure that it is watertight and whiskey tight.
pull in a couple of litres of water into the barrel.
Right.
You pull in the rubber bung here, and then we put about 15 seconds of air pressure into the barrel, and then we roll it on this rails here.
Right.
So we're kind of looking for any air bubbles. See, there's an air bubble here now.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right, okay. So what do you do then?
So to fix that, we just use the back of our hammer here. Tap the wood close and it pinches the wood together to seal it. It's quite simple. The whack of a hammer.
Yeah.
Now if these joints were leaking more along the each joint, we'd tighten the hoops a lot more.
And with the cask rebuilt, recharred and tested, the last job is making sure the bung is secure.
Whiskey is an expensive product to lose. One of the big issues for the industry is a thing called Angel Share. The angels take about 2% of whiskey every year from every barrel. They say a lot of it can escape through the bunghole, so you want to have it really tight.
Are you sure they're angels?
Well, they're happy angels.
Annette Carney and head cooper Darren Leonard of Darnua Cooperage in Foxford talking to Lorna Siggins there.